good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We're live in a living color. I can't get my switchboard up. They say that Metro says there's something wrong with the hotspot. And now all of a sudden the other line just went offline as well. I have two lines, and both lines is offline now that I'm trying to do the show, so we don't have a switchboard up. So I won't be able to access the switchboard. So I won't be able to have my communication back and forth with you guys. I'll be working on it throughout the show to see what's going on, you know. Right now, it's kind of interesting. I got two lines, and I can't get on the internet with either line. They say there's something wrong with the, I understand that there's something wrong with the hotspot, but the, my regular online service that comes with the phone won't allow me to log on to Blog Talk either. So this is very interesting. Well, since I actually don't, we don't have control over nothing. We're at the mercy of whoever's in charge, okay? And until we start getting control over some things, you know, which they're not going to just let you have control. You want control, you're going to have to take it. And that's what's going on right now. So I'm going to continue with the broadcast, regardless of what's going on out there, all right? Some of my texts are being blocked, too. So some of you got texts and some of you didn't. I sent the text out. I don't know how many got texts, how many didn't. I'm going to still be working on the problem with the net while I'm going through the, that's what you might call a lecture here. But, this is very interesting. Let's try this one more time. And then I'm going to just go ahead and start the lecture. You know, normally we always start talking about love. Because love is very important. If you don't love each other, how are you going to get along? How are you going to have to deal with your family, your community, or anything like that there, you know? I'm still trying to get online here. So I seem to be having trouble with my internet today. But luckily I logged on before the everything went down. So they want me to talk, but they don't want us to communicate back and forth, which is okay, you know. So today's topic is basically, well, we're talking about health. And the biggest problem with the system that we're under right now is that they have us on a 3-meal-a-day diet, but that will depend on why we're eating. See, and that's the biggest question that you have to ask yourself. Why are you eating? You could be eating for, you might want to gain weight. You might want to lose weight. You might be sick, want to help your body. You might want to live a few years longer than what they say you should live. You might want to do that. I absolutely cannot get on the net. So I got two lines, and neither line is allowing me to get on the net at this time. But you have to remember now, 6 o'clock is not prime time. This is me being on at 8 o'clock. Yeah, it won't allow me to get on the net on either line. I got more than one phone line, but it won't allow me to get on the net. But I am on the Blog Talk Radio. Last week it was a mess. This week I'm having a problem again. So we're going to continue to have these kinds of problems as long as we're dropping the kind of information that we're dropping. So might as well get used to this type of mix-ups and mishaps. You know, I do like to speak to those who are on the line that want to speak, but it don't look like that's going to happen because I don't have actual internet, you know? That's really interesting. Now, we're on 8 o'clock is prime time. So I'm on prime time now, you know, not regular time, I'm on prime time. This is where all our major networks and everybody else is pumping information into the system, okay? And now we're pumping information into the system as well, okay? Now, the topic of the day is, now Dr. Sabi said there's only one disease, and all the diseases are caused from mucus. And I've been analyzing what he's been saying. I've been checking out the sites and what he's been talking about. And that was pretty knowledgeable. I like what he's doing. He's healed quite a few people, AIDS, tumors, blindness, everything, you know. And he says that the biggest problem is actually mucus, you know. So I know about the mucus's diet, at least close to 30 years ago, you know. I learned about the mucus's diet. me and a brother named Dr. Salam, we was going through the different diets and stuff. We learned a lot of stuff about the mucus's diet. But I didn't know in reference to diseases and that the most of the diseases are caused by mucus. He says there's only one disease, and that's an excess of mucus. So when you think about mucus forming foods, you go on the internet and Google mucus forming foods, and the diet that you have on, you do have an excess of mucus in your diet, you know? So now, I watched Dr. Sadie, I watched how he looked, and the aging process that he's undergoing, even though he's totally healthy, but he's still aging at the same rate that everybody else is. Just by looking at him, this is what I determined. So, in my mind, this is what I'm thinking. Even if you go on a mucus's diet, and but you got to take some kind of a colon to clean the system out first. And he offers that as well. You clean your system out and then go on a mucus's diet. And that should help clear up most diseases that you have. He says all diseases come from mucus. He said there's only one disease, and that's excess mucus. And everything else is caused by that. And that makes pretty good sense to me, you know. The diet I'm on doesn't have a lot of mucus in it because I'm mostly eating like a few vegetables. I've cut back on grass. I said grass. You don't eat grass. That's what the animals eat. Yeah, we do eat grass. Grass, the horticulturalists back during the time of Kemet, which you call Egypt, they horticulturalized the grass. Now, these are the items that come from grass. You got corn, flour, rice, and beans, okay? Now these, well, I'm not sure about the beans, but the corn, flour, rice, they definitely come from grass. And beans is how it's, Dr. Sabin said that beans is a binder, so we shouldn't eat beans and rice together, you know? Or if you eat it very sparingly. Don't try to do it every day, you know? The body does need some mucus. I realized that in order to maintain a certain weight. Now I weigh about from 210 to 220. And I've been at that weight pretty much all my life based on the way I've been eating. You know, so my weight pretty much stays the same. So when I went strictly on a mucusless diet, my weight went under 200. So didn't stay on a mucus's diet because I don't want to lose that much weight. I like being around 200 pounds. You know, that's pretty good for me because I'm like 6'3", close to 6'4". So 200 pounds is good for me, you know. And I thought that by looking at the tapes on Dr. Sager, I thought that he was a little too light. You know, he didn't have enough weight. Well, once you get yourself cleansed and clean where you are no longer sick, then I think you need to add a certain amount of mucus into your diet to keep that weight at a certain level, you know. So that's what I've decided to do. I do add mucus into the diet to keep that weight at a certain level, but I'm very mindful of what's causing the mucus, okay? Now, what do you call it? Coffee, caffeine. Caffeine is mucus producing. And because I was wondering why, even though I was drinking a lot of coffee because I was working so hard and I wanted to keep my energy up and all that. But I was wondering why my knees were starting to be affected so much, you know, because caffeine produces mucus. I switched to green tea, so I wouldn't have as much caffeine. But green tea still has caffeine in it, or green tea is very high in antioxidants, which is good for the body. But you have to be mindful of everything that you do. A friend of mine, calling Brother Mac, he says that you have to eat in moderation. Too much of anything, you know, will actually hurt you, you know. So we have to be careful of what we're eating and how we're eating, what we're eating, okay? Now, it don't hurt you to get a few flower pots and start growing some of your own herbs and stuff, you know, because Monsanto is actually taking over the food market and all these tariff wars and all that. That's going to work in Monsanto's favor. Because when the farmers aren't able to produce the kind of food at a price that they can stay on the market, that's going to bring Monsanto more and more into control percentage-wise over the food production. And they have control over Congress and the Senate, so they're not passing the laws to make them list the modified products, the genetically modified products that they're actually putting on the market, okay? So we don't know when we're getting GMO, when we're not getting GMO, because they're actually in control of what's going on in Congress and the Senate, okay? So what you have to start thinking about, I wanted to really talk to you about this because I think this particular topic really should have a lot of dialogue, but my internet is down. So on both lines, I got two lines, two separate internet, two separate hotspots, they both down. Can't get on the internet to do the show. Because it's Block Talk Radio, I can just call in. I did get on the internet to set the show up, but now that I'm actually on the show, I can't access the internet. I can't even get the switchboard up or nothing. The switchboard was up, but when I called in, none of the numbers were registering. So I'm just letting you know the different things I'm going through from week to week, but we're going to be on the air as long as they allow us, because you got to remember, we don't control the airways. These airways don't belong to me. Okay, you can pay a little money to get on, but the airways don't belong to you. So we're not controlling anything. And Trump signed the bill that erased what Obama set up for net neutrality. So net neutrality is gone. They can slow people down, stop this, do whatever they want, which gives them more control over you and what you're doing. That's the big brother at its finest, okay? Now, we have to get back to the question of why are you eating, okay? You really have to think about that, because why you're eating will literally determine what you're eating, okay? A bodybuilder is different from a person that's laying around the house watching TV all day long, see? Because the bodybuilder is eating with a certain particular purpose in mind. And the person sitting down on the couch watching TV, they don't have a purpose in mind. They're just eating because the stomach say, yo, man, I need some food down here. So they grab whatever's around and throw it in the stomach, you know, whether it's popcorn, potato chips, it don't matter, snacks, processed food. They don't really think about what they eat. They just know that they have to eat in order to live, okay? So while you're eating is very important. That's why I'm bringing this topic up again. I did this once before, but I wanted to do it again because most people, like I asked my daughter the other day, why are you eating? She's sick for health and dinner. I said, no, that's not why you should be eating. And we got into a dialogue about the food. Now, she's in medical school. She's going to be a doctor. So we got into a dialogue about the eating, not about the health, but about the eating. And every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell. So now if you're eating properly, the body will reproduce perfect cells. If you're not eating properly, the body will produce defective cells. Now, over a long period of time, as the body is producing those defective cells, it will begin to have an adverse effect on your body. So you have to eat with the right thought process in mind if you're going to be here for any long period of time, okay? Now, I'm planning on being here for a while, so my diet is designed to reduce the aging process so that I'll be, so that when I get to be, I'm not 80 yet, but when I get to be 80, my hair won't be all gray, see? The black hair will begin to return. The youth will begin to return. So each day, instead of me getting older, I'm actually getting younger. We're supposed to look like we're about 40 years old. Those of you who are over 60, going into your 80s and 90s, go get a picture of what you look like when you was 40 years old. That's what you're supposed to look like until you're at least 100 and something years old, okay, minimum. And I look at these people that are 100 and something, and they all dried up and wrinkled. They look like they look like stones or something, you know. And we're not supposed to look like that when we get in our hundreds. We're supposed to look like we're about 40. So if you're in your 70s or 80s or 60s and you don't look like you're 40 years old, then what you're eating and the way you're eating needs to change. If you're a diabetic, if you've got any kind of sickness whatsoever, if you got liver problems, heart problems, whatever, you've eaten your way into bad health following the 3-meal-a-day diet, okay? So you can eat your way into good health by following the same 3-meal-a-day diet, but switching up the foods, okay? Now, what I have done, I have designed a diet, okay, that will actually reduce the aging process and cause those that are, whose hair is going gray and all that to actually return to its natural color, okay? And the grayness will begin to go away. The mucus that's caught up in your knees and all that, because your bad knees and all that will begin to go away. Your knees will start to feel fine and everything else, you know? Although I sprained my back pretty easily, but that's a muscle problem. I need to exercise more. So I'm going to give you this particular diet. Now, I don't charge for the information. Okay, because we need this information. If we're not healthy, we're not going to be able to think properly or do anything else. You know, we're making bad decisions. We're going to be in a bad mood all the time. You know, my only problem is that sometimes I should be more aggressive in situations, but I got a little temper, and I got skills. I got skills that are dangerous, so I have to make sure that people don't make me mad. I don't make anybody else mad. Okay. Not only physical skills, but spiritual skills as well. You'd be surprised at what you could do in the spiritual realm to adversely affect people. I mean, whoa, it's amazing. So anyway, I don't want to get too far off the subject. The diet that I come up with is 5 vegetables. You take 1 cup of these vegetables, put them in a pot, put some seasoning and some water, cook the vegetables down, right? And eat these 5 vegetables once a day, regardless of what else you eat. If you get these 5 vegetables in, this will help your body produce those perfect cells, because all of the nutrients that you need, except for the bran, which you get that through fruit, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. Make a fruit smoothie out of those. You throw some mango stuff in if you want to make it taste a little better. And that would give it your bran, because I thought I had to get the bran from the grain, like from bran flakes or from the rice. And I was eating a little rice every now and then so I can get the bran in, you know. but I was putting it in my seasoning as well. I was using certain seasonings that would have to give me a little bran, you know, like sage, see. vitamin B4. We're talking about vitamin B4. That's what we're talking about. So sage, we get another vitamin B4. So I put that in the season, you know. And there's a certain lack of vitamin A in eating these five vegetables. That's why I use either paprika for seasoning. I use paprika or the red pepper, cayenne pepper. That's pretty much like, they both are high in vitamin A content. And at that point, you can use seasonings to add to what you eat. I don't like spicy food, so I use the paprika instead of the cayenne pepper. But you can use the cayenne pepper or the paprika if you like the spicy food. And then I use turmeric. Okay, I use ginger. And these are stuff that I use for seasoning. I use flaxseed. I don't like the seeds. I use the ground flaxseed to put in my food, okay? I use sea salt. I don't use regular salt, right? Every now and then, I put a little black pepper in it, but it's just, pepper's not all that great for you because the body don't actually digest it, you know? And too much black pepper will cause you to have, what is it, gallstones and stuff like that there. So you don't want to do that. So like I said, if I really want the spice, then I use put a little cayenne pepper in there just to spice it up a little bit. But I like the taste of the black pepper. But I don't use black pepper every day. I just use it sparingly, you know. So if you eat these five vegetables with the seasoning that I just mentioned, okay, then make you up a fruit smoothie along with this. And out of blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, that will give you your vitamin B4. And that will be give you a complete diet. You now what I do, I take a quarter cup of prune juice to give me a little extra iron and stuff in my system, and it works just perfectly. You know, quarter cup of prune juice before I eat my vegetables. Then I eat my vegetables. After I eat the vegetables, then I take the smoothie. All right. And I know they say that you're supposed to have your fruit before you have your vegetables, but I reversed that thought process because the fruit digests faster than the vegetables. And this was the thought process for them to say eat the fruit first. So I did my vegetables first, and then I put the fruit on. So by the time that my body breaks the vegetables down, the fruit is being broken down at the same time, and all the nutrients are going in my body at the same time. So that's why I do it that way. Okay? So if you follow this on a daily regimen, whatever diseases that you have, they will begin to go away. All right? Now, your sugar content. Stay away from the white sugar. If you have to have sugar, they make Jamaican brown sugars, crystals. And Walmart has those brown crystallized sugar too, okay? It's called the raw sugar, but the raw sugar that they have on the market is not processed properly. Now, they do have something that saves a lot in places like that called brown sugar, but that's not really brown sugar. It's white sugar with molasses and stuff in it. So you want to stay away from that. You know, you got to check the ingredients. When they say brown sugar, they're talking white sugar that's been brown. But it's all cane sugar. The crystal sugar is all cane sugar, but the process is different. They don't go through that bleaching process. That's what actually destroys the sugar. So you have to just be mindful of what you're taking in and come up off the regular salt. Start buying sea salt. Sea salt is so much better for you, okay, to season your food. And now you can eat, if you can't, when you take those five vegetables, right, sometimes I blend them and make soup out of them, you know, make soup out of them. But it comes out like a pea soup. And I always love pea soup, so that tastes pretty good for me. You know, there's sort of different ways that you can get into it. And you can add different seasons into your vegetables and make them different every day. Like sometimes I do Cajun seasoning in there. Sometimes I put they have a spice, right, that's salt-free. So you can use that seasoning, and then with your seasoned salt, it gives you another different taste. They have some bacon bits, hickory bits, smoked bacon bits. That's not actually bacon, okay? I'm suggesting I eat the flesh, especially pork. But it's not actually bacon, but it's called bacon bits. But it's it's a vegetable thing. I think it's I forget what they call it, but I think it's made from soy, you know. So that'll give you like that smoke flavor in your food. So you can, you know, do the different vegetables different ways, you know. And it don't hurt to eat salad. Eat stuff from a salad, and that'll be good too. Especially if you're still eating flesh. I don't call it meat because in the Bible, you know, I'm a Bible thumper. And in the Bible, fruit and egg and seed-bearing plants was given to us for meat. That's what you're supposed to eat, for meat, not flesh. Flesh is not considered meat according to the Bible, okay? Plants and fruits and vegetables, that's considered meat, like the meat of the potato. You hear them say that sometimes. So we're talking about flesh. Still having, if you're still eating flesh, okay, what I suggest you do immediately, without hesitation, give up all the red meat. The red meat, the pork, give it up. Okay, eat your turkey, chicken, fish, turkey, chicken, and seafood. Switch to that. Okay, and it's not hard to switch to that. Just give up all red meat immediately, because that's red meat is very, very dangerous for the system. I'm saying meat program. I'm your program, you know, and the program, it works. Trust me. So you have to give up the red flesh. Don't eat the red flesh. Lamb, all that stuff. Give all that up right away, right now, you know, because you don't need it, you know. And then whenever you eat the flesh, that's turkey, chicken, duck, stuff like that there, fowl and seafood, eat it with a salad. Make sure you eat it with a salad. That's important, because it will help the body digest and eliminate that flesh. Okay? So that's basically where we're at on the diet. Now, all of the nutrients that you're eating, let's talk about the body for a second, because we're talking about health. I'm sorry, but I can't interact with anybody. All my internet is gone. That's amazing how they can just shut my internet down at 8 o'clock. It was working before 8 o'clock. Now, trust me, because I had to set the show up to get on the air, and I set the show up about an hour ago. So it was working prior to me actually going on air. But now I'm on air, I have no internet access whatsoever. The whole thing is amazing. But at least I was allowed to get on the air. So well, I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be on air every Sunday for as long as they allow it. Because you got to know, the system doesn't belong to me. All right? So I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to be telling you things that you need. Now, you got to remember, this particular diet will cost the country billions of dollars in revenue, okay? Because you're not eating flesh no more, all right? You're not going to the doctor hardly ever except for a checkup, okay? So they're going to be losing a lot of money, especially in the sale of flesh, you know, because they won't be selling the flesh like they normally sell it. That's because they're not eating it. That's the problem with the tariffs that Trump is putting on everybody, because a lot of the food that they're selling overseas, especially the pork and the beef, because people are cutting back on the flesh here in this country. So they got to do something with their flesh, so they're sending it overseas. And when he started the tariffs, when he started putting the extra price on the food that's going overseas, that really hurt these guys, you know. But that's a whole nother story. So if you can't eat, when you took all the five bells again, you cook them, and you can't eat all of them at one time, now we're talking about the 3-meal-a-day diet. You can eat it in 2 meals, eat it in 3 meals, okay? You can eat part of it at four in the morning, or you can make a soup out of it, eat part of that, drink part of that in the morning, have part of that for lunch. Every time you eat, your body is getting a complete set of nutrients. So when you get up in the morning and you cook that bacon, eggs, home fries, now think about what you're eating. Okay? Eggs got a lot of nutrition in them, but highly mucus forming. Potatoes, highly mucus forming. Bacon, highly mucus forming. Coffee, tea, highly mucus forming. You know what I'm saying? So if all of the disease is connected to mucus, why do they have you on a high mucus diet? All right? The body only needs 23 grams of protein for the whole day. That's all the body needs. All right? Now, if you take too much protein in, cancer is a protein derivative. All right? And it's going to begin eating the extra protein. I want to stop once the protein's not there. What else is it going to eat? It's going to eat your flesh. Your flesh is protein. Okay. So the diet that they have you on is to keep you here until you're 50 and then on some type of drugs for the rest of your life. That works perfectly for the drug dealers. And I forgot. They don't like to call themselves drug dealers. For the pharmaceutical industry, all right? so that works great for them, but it doesn't work great for you. The actual, now check this out, I know you don't think I'm crazy. The actual life expectancy of this meat suit that you're in, talking about the body, is 999 years. You're supposed to be living 1,000 years. Now, if the body reproduces every cell every 7 years, why are you dying at 90, 100, 95, you know? We run around all kind of healthy, going through 80, 85. We're still doing pretty good. Now, all of a sudden, we just dropped dead from a heart attack. You know what I mean? Something's wrong with this picture, okay? If you're eating and you're constantly aging, then you have to reassess why you're eating. What am I eating for? Am I eating to make the perfect cell? Am I eating because I'm hungry? Why am I following the diet that they have set up for me? And none of them are living past 100. Why would I follow that diet? Something's wrong with your thought process. You have to begin thinking, or then you have to do more research too. You know, like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. And in the early days, we lived 900, 700, 800, 900 years. We lived that long. It's in our records. The Bible is our records, a history of the mistakes that we have made to pass on to our children so that they don't make the same mistakes. Okay? And one of the mistakes that we made is when we started eating the flesh. That's a mistake. Right? Because prior to eating the flesh, we lived a long time, right? You know, we didn't start having children some of us until we were 70 years old, you know. Just we started making babies, you know. And it also proved that a woman, 70, 80 years old, can still have children if she's eating properly, you know. So when you get to a certain age, they got the thought process in your mind, oh, I'm too old to have children. I know. Just like a man can have children as long as he's alive. A woman can have children as long as she's alive, if she's eating properly, you know. But if you're not eating properly, okay, sure, your system is shut down, you know. So you have to be, everything comes down to why you're eating, all right. I really would like to get some dialogue here, but this is one subject that's on feedback will be great. But unfortunately, we can't get the feedback. So here we are. All right. Now, I mentioned about the Bible talking about fruit, the seed bearing plants. That's in Genesis. So when you go in Genesis, you can deal with that. That's just when they're dealing with the story of Adam and Eve. Okay, do I say Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve? I say Adam and Eve. Okay, yeah. So, anyway, we'll talk about that one day. We'll do a whole show dedicated to that type of activity, all right? The Bible put us on a diet in Genesis of fruit and seed bearing plants for meat. So it says we're supposed to be eating the plants for meat, not eating flesh, calling it meat. They flip the script on you. So they can have better control on what you're doing, okay? Now we at this point, where are we at here? I gotta keep track of the time because I get sort of wound up in what I'm talking about, but I forget I forget the time. Okay, usually around this time. Okay, we're halfway through. Halfway through the hour. We're a little more than halfway through. I've been talking too much. Well, I'm not talking too much. The whole thing is designed for me to talk. But I want to give a little commercial here so that, you know, you people know what I'm up to and what you can find. My name is Elohim Christ. That's what I go by. Okay? Elohim means the God within. Quiet to what they're teaching out there. And Christ is one who has crystallized to oneness with source energy. I'm just breaking down the name for you so you know why I call myself Elohim Christ. Okay? It's actually a title. It's not a name. So there was no Jesus Christ. There was a Jesus the Christ, but there was no Jesus Christ because you can't find the term, the name Jesus Christ, past Constantine when he flipped the script on everything, okay? But if you go back and look for Yahshua ben Bandera, that was his full name. I'm just throwing this out here. I don't know what made me go here, but I'm throwing this out here. And you can find him in history. There was a Jesus Christ. He said, "Oh, you know Jesus Christ." No. That blind haired blue-eyed guy that got strung up on a cross. No, he didn't exist. That's all fake. Okay? But there was an actual Yahshua ben Bandera who was a Christ around the time that you're talking about for Jesus. Which Yahshua means Jesus. So you can actually look that person up. It's like looking for you got a guy, his name is Robert Mitchell, and the only name you got is Robert. It's going to be hard to find this guy. So many people named Robert, you know. But if you got the full name, now you can look for this guy. So I'm giving you the full name, Yahshua ben Bandera. That's his full name. So you can actually go and look and find this Christ. So, yes, there was a Jesus, the Christ. He did exist, okay? Anyway, and now... Christ is one who's crystallized into oneness with source energy. Source energy is everything in existence at the same time as what we call Allah or all. See what I'm saying? Ain't no he out there, Allah, he, and all that. I'm just carrying you through this just for a minute. I'm not going to get into this, but they're giving you the wrong concepts of everything. All right? So we're talking about the all. Everything in existence at the same time right now is what we're supposed to be calling Allah, which makes you technically, as the Honorable Muhammad used to say, which makes you little Allah, okay, because you're made up out of that source energy. I don't really want to get into that topic. I don't even want to let me go there, but there we are. At any rate, I'm Elohim Christ. Got off topic here. I'm Elohim Christ, and I'm here every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now, if you got the number, hold on to it, because sometimes my texts ain't going out. And I'm not on the internet like I'm supposed to. Last week was a mess. I was on the internet this week, 20 minutes last week. Everything shut down. Crazy. You know? But you know what we're up against. You're getting information that you really can't get from any other broadcast station. All right? Okay? Now, this is an offshoot of Legacy of a Nation, all right? And that brings me to Brother Mac. Comes on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, all right? Him and his co-host, Sun 752, I want to mention him. I believe in him. I don't want to do that. His calling number is 319-527-6199. That's Brother Mac. And... that's every Saturday, okay? And he talks about, he goes through three topics, just like I do, health, politics, history, and one more. I forget what the other one is. So you can kind of, he'll be every Saturday. I'll be listening every Saturday. I chime in sometimes because I like his show. What he's trying to do, I think it's good. And he's there every Sunday, every Saturday without fail. So, you know, well, not every Saturday, because sometimes even as consistent as he is, sometimes, I mean, every once in a while, you know, something breaks down and we're not on air. Okay, so let me get a number again. That's 319-527-6199, okay? Now, going back to my number. My number for calling in for the Elohim Speaks radio show is 516 453-9230. Okay? You can also catch me on Blog Talk Radio. Just log on Elohim Christ, or Elohim Speaks, or Elohim Christ on Blog Talk Radio, and my show will come up, and you can listen to all the episodes. There's about 70 episodes out there right now. I've done about 70 episodes, so you can do that. You can listen to some of the episodes, go back into some of the archives and stuff that I've done, right? Also, we have the Spoken Word, Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube, called Spoken Word, and she speaks some pretty good spoken words, so you might want to check her out. She's on YouTube, and her information and what you can get from her is all on YouTube. You can get, she sells T-shirts and stuff like that there, so if you want to plug in with her, that'll be fine. Listen to the spoken word. And we also got Queen Sister Tahira. She preserves her, she refers to herself as a queen. So I want to make sure that I address her the way she wants to be dressed. I got 017-889-8059, but I don't think that's the correct number. She's on Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 8. So I'm going to have to check that number. No, that's 917. I thought something was wrong with that. 017 didn't sound right. So I'm going to change that right now. I'm still on the air, so we're good. Let me pull this up. Okay. So her number is 917, not 017, okay? That's Sister Tahira. Okay, her show is on Queen Sister Tahira. Got to trust about a title that you want to be called by, you know. She's on every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. From 6 to 8 p.m., okay? She's very busy, and she has some pretty good guests on there. I like her show. I listen to it when I get a chance, because I'll be kind of like dozing off around that time, okay? So these are the shows that I listen to, and I suggest that you go in and check them out, okay? Now that the commercial's over, now I talk the talk, but I also walk the walk, okay? That's why I give people time. I take the time to make sure I mention the people who has a good show, okay? Everybody don't do that for me. They don't take the time to mention me, but I'm from a different culture. I'm from a culture of reap what you sow. So if I sow in, I should reap out. That's how it should work. But everybody's not part of their culture, so I don't get mad at people when they don't give me a shout out. So it's okay, all right? But I know I'm from a different culture. I'm back to our natural culture, okay? And that's where we're at right now. That's what I want to get to a little bit. We only got about 15 more minutes here. I really apologize again. I thank those that are calling in. I have no idea who's calling in or who's on the line, but I want to thank you anyway for being there, you know, because you're there every week, and I appreciate that, okay? Let me know that I'm not alone, not here by myself, you know. Now, that brings us to our natural culture. I like to talk about this. I need to talk about this every week because we're so far off our natural culture. That's why we're having so many problems. And we need to get this natural culture to the children. If you get this into the children's mind at an early age, our children will not be in none of the jails, okay? Not for lying, stealing, cheating, or any of those things, all right? Now, they talk about the Ten Commandments, but they're not commandments, all right? The culture of reap what you sow is your natural, in your DNA. You know, that's who you are, that's how things go, that's how you got here, that's how everything works in the cosmos, through the culture of reap what you sow, right? They don't want you going back into that culture, but that's your biblical culture. You know, they understand, or I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. I say 1% because they come in all colors, all different meat suits, black, brown, red, yellow, white, green, whatever color meat suit that's out there, okay? those gods that are in those meat suits that know that they're gods, functioning as gods, all right? They know the culture, and they use the culture for their benefit and make sure that you don't actually catch on to what's going on, you know? So when you say reap what you sow, the Ten Commandments, that's not actually part of a religion, because in our culture of reap what you sow, the only religion is realigning yourself with source energy. All these Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and this and that and the other, none of that is a reality in our natural culture, okay? Because in your natural state, you are, like it says in the Bible, you are a god, okay? As a god, why do you need to pray to something outside of yourself? When you're carrying power, you don't have to ask for power, you're carrying power. You're an unlimited being who functions through the culture of reap what you sow, all right? You say, well, wait a minute, how can everything be reap what you sow? When you start using the thought process and start putting your mind, putting your culture on everything, everything becomes clearer. It becomes much simpler. It's not as complicated, you know? Chemistry, okay? Got this big word, chemistry. Oh, boy, now what is chemistry? You got to break it down, explain to you and all that. You know what I'm saying? You put two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. That's really what you saw. That's chemistry. Hello? See what I'm saying? When you're in the kitchen, you're cooking food. You're actually doing chemistry, okay? Because you're mixing compounds. But they got a different term for compound. They got a different term for everything. And it's just so confusing out there. But it's really simple when you get back into your own culture, you know? Rocket science. Oh, man, you have to know a certain amount of algebra and all this for rocket science. Duh. You put two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. You put those chemicals in a tank, and if the reaction is an explosion, the explosion is contained, and it pushes out through the bottom, which forces the object up. Read what you saw. Rocket science, not complicated. Okay? It ain't complicated no more once you get into your culture. You know? If an object is traveling at a certain rate of speed, heads towards the sun, it's going to get caught up in the sun's gravity and start going around the sun. Okay? Read what you saw. Okay? Not complicated. You see what I'm saying? Now these people are arguing about the earth is brown, the earth is flat. Stop thinking in terms of reading what you saw. Okay? Water is constantly running. All right? If water is constantly running, if it runs off a flat surface, how do we get back to the top? How do we get back up there again? You know what I mean? You got lava that's constantly flowing, you know, inside the planet. Well, how does it constantly flow? I mean, you just start thinking, you know, once you get into reap what you sow, everything becomes less complicated. It's not complicated no more. You know, the Dogons, they had a theory about all this. The Egyptians, had a theory about all of this. You know, these are your ancestors. They had theories about all of this. Go back and research some of their stuff. Thousands of years, they done went through all this already. Okay? Not getting off topic. I think I got a little bit off the subject here. But when you're dealing with your culture, right? Oh, we're talking about the Ten Commandments in reference to your culture. They're not commandments. They're the social base. That's the social base of what of your culture, of what you sow. Think about it for a second. I'm not going to steal. Why? I don't want nobody stealing from me. Read what you sow. I'm not going to cheat. Why? I don't want nobody cheating from me. Read what you sow. I'm not going to bear witness. We call it lying today. I'm not going to lie on nobody. Why? Because I don't want nobody lying on me. See what I'm saying? It's part of the culture of reap what you sow. This is why at one time, when the Teutons or the Romans came to Africa, there was no jails. We didn't need jails. Because as a God, you can control yourself to do the right thing. But when you become a man or woman and somebody tells you what your limitations are and you believe that, then you start doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get ahead. You know? But you don't have to once you embrace your natural culture. Because you are literally carrying power. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you want. Oh, that's just a trick to make us feel like we're part of something big. Look, man, energy cannot be created or destroyed. Just think about that for a minute. If energy cannot be created or destroyed, how are you created? You weren't created, man. You got to, when you start really, a friend of mine said from the UNIA, that's the United Negro Improvement Association from Marcus Garvey, he said we have to critically analyze stuff, you know? And I agree. You have to really start thinking outside the box. I know in school they teach you to color inside the lines, stay inside the lines, you know? Don't go outside the lines, you know? But you got to start teaching your children. Once your children make the coloring inside the lines, make them think of something they can do outside the lines. Teach them how to think outside the box, you know? Every little thing that they're doing in the school system is there for a reason and designed to produce or do a certain thing, okay? I'm talking about ownership down there. Boy. I'm next to him, and I got both lines open, so I can hear me talking. So at least I know that you can hear me out there if you're on, a line. Let me check the time. I think I might have. Boy, we got about 8 minutes left here. once again, like I said, this Elohim Speaks. I'm here every Sunday, 8 o'clock, okay? And as long as they're going to allow me to be on the air, dropping this information, I'm going to drop it, okay? Now, what we're giving you today is a solution to your sickness. It's a solution to your aging problems, your aging process. Because this show is solution-oriented. Now, what I'm giving you with your natural culture is the solution to your children being in jail, okay? Now, if you think and read what you sow, right, why would you drink liquor? There's no natural benefit to making that perfect cell in a liquor bottle. So why would you drink? That means the liquor industry was shut down. That's a billion-dollar industry. Scary. You know what I mean? Scary. Why don't you take a drug? The drugs are like cocaine and heroin have nothing to do with making that perfect cell. So it don't make no sense, okay, for you to sow those things into the body. That means your children will stop taking drugs, stop popping the pills, because it goes against the culture of reap what you sow. You begin bringing your children back in line to their natural selves. Okay? So that gets back to why you're eating. Okay? Why would you drink something that has no benefit to making that perfect cell if you're eating to make the perfect cell? Hello? Okay? See what I'm saying? So the more you lock on to your natural culture, okay, now your natural culture is not dancing around with spirits. That's not your natural culture. That has nothing to do with your culture. All right? Your culture is locked into the cosmos because we're cosmological beings. We have to upgrade. Okay? We have to come back to our natural selves. Remember in the movie, I was in Roots, where the guy held the baby up? There's nothing greater than up than what you see up there. You know what I mean? This is what we have to go back to. When you look in that mirror, okay, when you look in that mirror, there's nothing greater or more powerful on the planet than what you see in that mirror. It's just that somebody has got more control over stuff than you do, but they're not more powerful than you. They realize who they are, okay? When you step up into the mind of God, Elijah and Brad, I just talk about this all the time. When you step up into the mind of God, it's God's responsibility to take care of everybody on the planet. So you start thinking, now how can I feed these 6 billion people? If you come up with a plan to feed 6 billion people, you think you and your family going to go hungry? I don't think so. If you come up with a plan to feed 6 billion, feeding 3 or 4 people ain't going to be no problems. You see what I'm saying? But it's all about your thought process. Okay? Like they say, shoot for the sun. If you miss the sun, at least you catch the moon. You know? Everything comes back to who you think you are. Okay? And you have to, and this is what we're doing. We're bringing you into the proper thought process so that you can begin taking control of your planet. Not just this little faint country here, but the entire planet belongs to you. It's all yours. All right? But you're going to have to put yourself in a position so that nobody can force it from you. And that's what happened to you, right? Somebody forced this land out of your control. And if you want to get the control back, trust me, then you're not going to just step back, you know, and step aside and just let you come back and take what they stole from you. Crooks don't work that way. But I'm saying, you watch TV, if the crook steals something, you got to shoot, fight, get it back. They won't just give it back to you after they stole it. As far as they're concerned, it's mine now. You want it, you got to come get it. You know? That's how this thing works. They took it from you, and you have to take it back if you want it. Now, here's the key that we need to think about. Well, we almost out of time. I only got about 2 minutes. Here's the key that you need to think about. Now, this is a solution-oriented show. We're talking about solutions to problems. I don't talk about the problems a whole bunch. Everybody's talking about the problems out there, but we're talking about solutions to the problems. Okay? Yeah, oh, I lost my thought process just like that. Anyhow, okay. Oh, this is the key. The 1% is not more powerful than the 99%. That's an illusion. Power of the 99% is unity. Unity. And the only way you're going to gain the unity is to begin to understand what love is. Understand what love is, go back to your natural culture, and you begin to unify. Stop looking at these meat suits as if that's the person, but it's not. You got to deal with what's inside that meat suit, you know? Oh, well, I got melanin, so I'm superior. Yeah, somebody got their foot on your neck. Think about what you're saying, okay? You underestimate the God that's in that meat suit. That's why you're in the condition that you're in now. Whenever you see a meat suit, there's a God in there. Conscious energy moving that flesh. That's why that flesh is in motion, because conscious energy is inside that flesh. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody who's on the line. Listen, I don't know who's on the line. I might be here by myself. Got about 90 seconds left. I might be online by myself. I have no idea. But when you call in on this show on Sunday, we're giving you solutions to your problems. We're giving you a way to solve your problems, okay? And next week, we're going to be talking about economics. We've been talking about that 50% budget, how to save that money. So I'm listening to these folks talking about put 10% aside. I ain't going to help you. As soon as something goes wrong, 10% gone, okay? So with 1 minute left, like I say, I'd like to thank everybody who's on the line, who's been on the line. I appreciate it. This is Elohim Speaks with you every Sunday from 8 to 9, okay? And the call-in number is 516-453-9230. That's Eastern Time, okay? We're operating out of Philadelphia, all right? This is a solution-oriented program. So when you call here, we're going to be talking about solutions, all right? Now, remember, the power of the 99% is unity. And unity is developed through understanding what love is. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're going to commit an act and don't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. Don't say the things. Don't do that. Okay, because all you're doing is creating discord and chaos amongst your family and friends, okay? Don't push a person's button just to see if they love you. Yeah, they're beating people up because they're jealous of what you're doing. Don't go through all that, okay? Okay, well, I can't even cut the show off. So so we're here. I don't have no access to the switchboard. So I guess the show's going to shut down on its own in a few minutes. But we're out of time. I want to thank you so much. Love you. Stay strong out there. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. Go make somebody feel good today. Peace.